Hey friends, this is Rachel Mitchell, and this is Living on Mission Podcast, the podcast for women who want to live out their faith in all areas of life and not just in the church pew on Sunday. I'm a homeschool mama of two who is building a thriving wellness business from my kitchen table, and I am passionate about discipling my family and other women in their faith. Every day is an adventure that we get to live out with Jesus. So let's go, my friend. I am so excited that you are here.
Hello. All right. Welcome back. This is another episode. And today, and honestly, for the next few weeks, I really want to focus on business building. Like I said in the intro, Living on Mission is about knowing Christ, making him known, and living that out in our everyday life. And for me personally, Rachel Mitchell, where I'm at in life, that has to do with stewarding my body well, raising family, raising teenage boys, loving my husband, and also building a business. And so, oh my gosh, so often I talk to women who either are wanting to build a business, trying to build a business, or tried and quit. And one of the biggest reasons, one of the biggest fears that I hear from women who are building something, want to build an income, but they are afraid that they can't combine their faith with the income building part of it. And so for if you don't know me very well, or maybe you're new to listening to the podcast, I have been in network marketing for almost 10 years now. At the time of the recording of this episode, it is just shy of 10 years of building a business in network marketing. So I started, and I'm so fortunate to be able to tell you this story, but I didn't start wanting to build an income. You know, my story really went back farther than that. I had some health issues. I was not really anything major, honestly. I gained weight. I had high cholesterol. I didn't like the way that I looked or felt in my body. And I had raging hormones. And as a mama of two small boys, and as a wife to a husband who was very, very good to me, I knew that I wanted to change that. And so I found a long-term, a sustainable health and fitness solution through a company who makes home workouts, who has wonderful, wonderful supplements. And it also was an opportunity for me to join a community of women who were fighting for their bodies using the same things, the same tools that I was using for myself. And so I just honestly kind of stumbled face forward into my business because the person who helped me asked me, said, "Hey, you can make money doing this. Would you be willing to share your story on social media and sell products to help lead other women?" And so, you know, one of the things that really drew me to this opportunity was that I wasn't actually just selling a product. Yes, you have to sell things if you are going to have a business. I can't just post on social media and talk about what I'm doing. I actually have to sell things, but I could really get behind the things I was selling, first of all, because I was using them. I love them. But secondly, I wasn't just selling things, but when someone purchased something from me, whether it was a membership or a product or whatever, that was actually when my job really began. Like, my job wasn't just to sell, it was to sell and then support these women. And I just loved that. Like, I love that. That doesn't mean it came easy to me. That doesn't mean that I didn't have the fraudy feelings. It doesn't mean that I didn't doubt or compare. Oh my gosh. Like, probably the first half of my business was me doubting and comparing myself to so many other people. And it was stupid now that I look back at it, but I realized that I'm not alone. Like, I realized that there are other women out there. Maybe it's you listening right now who's like, "Rachel, I need income. Like, I need income and I have family and I want to be home and I don't want to leave my house to go work another job or to take a job. And network marketing seems to be the best opportunity, but you have all these fraudy feelings about building an income that also, if you're blessed enough, like I have been, that can also, or first and foremost, be a ministry that actually ministers to other women while you build an income." And so I talk to women almost every single week, women that I work with personally or other people who follow me and just ask me questions about business. And they really, really struggle with making money and calling it a ministry, or making money by selling things and having your faith story being part of that. So for example, I'm a health and fitness coach. Like I love to mentor women, whether you join me or not, whether you buy something from me or not. Like I love to use my social media to talk about my fitness, but to talk about what God has done as I have worked through all these struggles with food and disordered eating and things like that. I love to share what God has done for me because I truly believe that there's no part of our life that He wants to be excluded from. God wants all of us. He wants your whole person. He wants your waking up and your lying down. He wants your workouts and what you eat. He wants how you think and what you say to your family and your kids and about your body. Jesus wants it all. And so it took me a while to get to that point. But the more that I realize that, the more that I discover it for myself, the more that I experience it, like you can't get me to shut up about it. And I do share my faith often because it is a huge part of what has helped me to get healthier and stronger. But I also earn an income while I do it, right? I also earn an income by selling the products that I use, by coaching women in nutrition, by mentoring women in my faith-based boot camps, right? And so, yeah, at some point I did struggle with, can I do this and say it's a ministry while I also earn income? And so like, I want to kind of clear the air when it comes to that for you, if you are thinking about that. Now, disclaimer is, I don't know your heart. God knows your heart. It can very easily, your business can become a lot about making money, and money can become an idol. Rank can become an idol. Recognition, likes, views, all those things can become an idol, but that they don't have to. Like God can actually help you deal with those things through His scripture, through His word, and you can actually build a really good, really good God-honoring business that funds your bank account. Okay. And so one of the things I want to do today is to talk about and just use some examples from scripture of other people that actually were very successful, very, very successful business-wise, income-wise, wealth-wise, that God actually did use for great purposes, right? And again, when I go back to that disclaimer, I don't know your heart. I don't know if you're really just seeking income and wealth or if you're actually really want to use the gifts and the business opportunity God gave you to honor Him and build income, right? And so only you know that. And only God can do that work in your heart. But I'm here to tell you it can be done. It can be done. You can build a very successful income that provides for your family, that pays off debt, that allows you to give more, that allows you to save for college, all of those things while honoring God with your business. Okay. And so I will say I've had some success in my network marketing business. I am not like the wealthiest woman in the world or anything, but God has allowed me to work from home. First, initially to get out of some debt that we had. Secondly, He eventually called me home to be more present with my family. I still work a part-time college instructor job, but I do my network marketing business. It's from home, and that is the bulk of our income. And then not only that, but once He brought me home, He also laid on our hearts to homeschool our children for 3 years. And then they went back to school, but still now we're like saving for college and paying for college and car insurance and all of those things that without this income from my business, we would have been very, very strapped for cash, like stressfully strapped for cash. And so when I look back and see what God has allowed me to do because of the income from my business, like I know that He was part of that. I know that God wanted me to be home more with my children. I know that God wanted me to take 3 years to homeschool Henry and Milo. I know beyond a shadow of a doubt, I know God doesn't want us to go deeper into debt just to do life, right? And so I know that this income, it can be built for Him, from Him, but also used for Him, right? And so when I started to really think about this, when I was struggling with this on my own, I remember I was reading Made for This by Jenny Allen. And it's a book about giving your anything to the Lord, like giving Him your everything, being willing to lay down anything in order to go where He is calling you to go. And one of the parts of that Bible study, she focuses on Joseph and how he was a man that God used, but he was also a very successful businessman. And I was like, oh, wow, I've never really thought about that, right? I've never thought about the fact that Joseph was sold into slavery. He was treated horribly by his brothers, by Potiphar's wife, by some of the people in the jail, but God had a plan and a purpose to for him to be used by God. And part of that plan was for Joseph to actually handle the money and the business side of the government that he worked for in order to create so much wealth that he was able to provide for people during a famine. So Joseph was an incredible businessman. By the world standards, he was very successful. By the world standards, he created a system of wealth that actually not only blessed him, but also blessed an entire people group, right? And so that was something that was really eye-opening to me. And of course, Joseph got some things wrong, but he was willing to be used by God from a business standpoint. And it just like kind of floored me. I was like, God, I want to be used, not just so I can build wealth, but so that I can create freedom for my family, for so that we can give more money at Christmas and at Easter and to families who might need a little bit of extra income, right? So that we're not living stressed and strapped for cash. God, help me to build income so that I can be used by you, right? So Joseph is one example. Job obviously is another. Job was a man of great, great wealth. Of course, God stripped it away. He stripped it away, but he did rebuild it. If it was sinful for us to generate wealth, why would there be such good examples of this in the Bible? Lydia was a merchant. She actually created and sold purple cloth, which, if you understand the culture, she was making a lot of money by selling purple cloth to very wealthy people. But she was also a woman of God. She was also a woman of God. You cannot convince me that Lydia separated her faith from her business, that she only shared her faith outside of her business. I do not believe that. The Proverbs 31 woman, who is someone that may not be have been a real woman, but it is obviously someone, an example that God gave us to aspire to. She generated wealth for her family. She woke up early before her family woke up. She went out and she sold her goods and she came home and she served her family. She created income so that she could be home with her family, right? Is any of this hitting home to you? Solomon was a man of great wealth. Again, now obviously he didn't always use it wisely, but God blessed him with it. God blessed him with the wealth. He asked God for wisdom and God loved that so much. He said, I'm going to give you wisdom and I'm going to give you wealth. Okay. And so again, it's just an example. God does not poo-poo. He does not frown upon generating wealth. It all comes back to our heart about what we seek to do with it and how we steward it. But God is not against generating income and wealth. One of my favorite examples, and it's really one I'm probably going to spend the most time on, is Paul. You gotta love Paul. I'm sorry, but like if you are a Bible reader, you gotta love Paul. He's just incredible. His story is incredible. His heart is incredible. His tenacity is incredible. His work ethic is incredible. His just fire for the Lord is incredible. He goes from someone who is persecuting Christians to being persecuted himself as he seeks to bring, non-Jewish people, Gentiles into the faith. And all the time we read about, we have book after book after book in the New Testament of Paul living out this calling of being a disciple, of discipling others, of bringing people to Christ, of training men and women to go and be disciples themselves. He gives his whole life. He gives his whole life to knowing Jesus and making him known, which is living on mission, right? And but the whole time he's doing that, I won't say the whole time, but a lot of the time that he's doing that, he's actually a tent maker. He's actually operating his own business while he does this. Okay. And so in Acts chapter 18, verses 1 through 4, it says, after this, Paul left Athens and went to Corinth. And he found a Jew named Aquila, a native of Pontus, recently come from Italy with his wife Priscilla, because Claudius had commanded all the Jews to leave Rome, and he went to see them. And because he was of the same trade, he stayed with them and worked, for they were tent makers by trade. And he reasoned in the synagogues every Sabbath and tried to persuade Jews and Greeks. And so, listen, there's so much that I could unpack there. There's so much that I really want to talk about. But one of the things that I love is that he sought out these people who were in the same business as him. He sought out these people who were tent makers like him. He knew that, hey, if I go and I reside with them, I can probably do my work a little bit better. I can do it well because I'm going to be surrounded by people who are in the same trade as me. Does that sound like network marketing? I mean, I know we're not talking about multi-level marketing here, but like network marketing is like when we actually surround ourselves with other women who are in the same business as us. We feed off of each other. We learn from each other. We spur one another on to greatness if we're doing it according to what our faith tells us to do. Now, I know there's lots of comparison. I know there can be lots of cattiness. I know there can be lots of, you know, talking behind people's backs and things like that, but not if you're following the Lord, not if you're rooted in scripture, not if you genuinely want to build a business that honors the Lord. And so I love that Paul actually sought these people out so that he could do his work and so that he could do it well. Okay. So that he could do it well. And, you know, I think that honestly, I think there's a common misconception that Paul just worked so that he could minister. I believe that while Paul was working, while he was building tents, while he was delivering them, while he was taking orders, while he was doing all of these things, I believe that while he worked, he ministered to people. You cannot tell me that this man who is so on fire for the Lord kept his faith separate from his work. I believe that while he worked, he was living on mission and that he was ministering to people through the work that God called him to do, through the work that provided income to provide for him as he did the ministering. Like, I believe with all of my heart, Paul did not separate the two, right? And yeah, I think that he used his earnings. I think that he used what God had given him to actually go and minister to people, to encourage or to bless the communities around him. But without the work, he probably would not have been able to do what he did. And there are even, I'm sorry, I didn't do my homework, but I know there are other verses that talk about how he worked so that he didn't have to take money from people. Paul worked so that he could actually pay his own way so that no one could tell him, hey, you got to do this because I'm funding your ministry. Or so that no one told him, hey, you can go there, or you can't go there because we're the ones funding your ministry. And if you do it, we're going to strip it away. No, Paul said, I work so that I don't have to rely on anyone and that I have the freedom to actually do what God has called me to do. And that's really how I feel about the work that I get to do. It may not look like the rest of the world. It may look atypical. It may take a little extra self-motivation or grit and intensity to make it happen because nobody's standing over me saying, Rachel, do the work, but I'll take it any day and every day because it gives me the freedom, one, to be home with my family, two, to talk about Jesus and the work that I do, and to three, build a business and an income however I want to, so long as God is at the center. All right. And so I do believe it's important to guard our hearts. It is important to guard our hearts as we build this business because, like 1 Timothy 6:10 says, you know, money is the root of all evil. It doesn't say money it says the love of money is the root of all evil. It doesn't say that money is evil or that money is the root. It says that the love of it is. And if you go back a couple of verses before that, 1 Corinthians 6, verse 6, it says, but godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into the world and we can take nothing out. If we have food and clothing, we will be content with these. But those who want to be rich fall into temptation, a trap, and many foolish and harmful desires, which plunge people into ruin and destruction. And so, yeah, if we fall in love with the money, if we fall in love with the rank, if we fall in love with the likes and the views and the comments, yeah, that can lead to destruction. But if we guard our heart, if we guard our heart and we follow God's plan for our business, then we will stay away from that. How can we follow God's plan for our business? I love this. Okay. So there's a really good, what I would say, business plan in Proverbs 4, verses 20 through 27. And it talks about paying attention to God's words, listening to his sayings, guarding our heart so that we can actually hear less from the world and more from God himself. All right. Listen to this. Psalm 4:24. Don't let your mouth speak dishonestly. Don't let your lips talk deviously. Let your eyes look forward. Fix your gaze straight ahead. Right. And so listen, if we keep our eyes fixed on Christ, if we keep our businesses fixed on Christ, and we are looking straight ahead and we are not getting caught in the schemes of the devil, of the comparison trap or the income, you know, falling in love with the income and all those other things. If we keep our eyes fixed on Christ and do the work with our head down, it's okay to make money. It's okay to want to provide for your family. It's okay to be a woman who is running a ministry-focused, income-producing business, all right? Lastly, I want to leave you with this verse. 2 Corinthians 4, verse 5. Hold on. Let me look it up with my beautiful Bible tabs that I got from my friend, Melissa, who was just on this podcast, or actually she's going to be on this podcast. Sorry. She may not have been yet, but if you haven't heard her yet, just listen for that episode. It's going to bless you tremendously. But 2 Corinthians 4 verse 5 says, "For what we proclaim is not ourselves, but Jesus Christ as Lord, with ourselves as your servants for Jesus' sake." All right. And then here, even verse 6, "For God, who said, 'Let light shine out of darkness,' has shone in our hearts and to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ." So long as we are not working just for ourselves, we are not working to make much of our own name, but that we are working and proclaiming Jesus Christ as Lord. So long as we are out in a business world that is very, very dark, being a light to point other people to Christ. So long as you are guarding your heart as you build your business and keeping your eyes fixed on him, listen, God may bless you with a tremendous income, or he may bless you with just enough to get through the season of life. I don't know, but I know that it's okay to build an income producing business that honors him. And so if you have any doubt about that, dive into these scripture verses, go read about Paul, Acts 18 verses 1 through 4, go read 2 Corinthians chapter 4, go read Psalm. It was Proverbs verses chapter 4, verses 20 through 27. Let that be your guide and stop letting other people shame you. Stop letting the devil shame you. Stop letting anything that does not come from the word of God be your guide. All right. And I pray that blesses you and encourage you. And I want to pray right now over your business before I end this podcast. Okay. God, oh God, thank you so much. Thank you so, so much for giving us these opportunities to provide for our families, to be business women who can be mamas first and then income producers second, Lord. God, thank you for the opportunities to use social media for good and for your glory, Lord. May we not miss the opportunity. May we not miss the platform, the free platform that you've given us, God, not to only make much of you, but also to provide for the people that you have given us to provide for, Lord. God, fix our eyes on you, fix our businesses on you, Lord. May we be women who run the race with our eyes fixed straight ahead, not looking to the right or to the left, but just looking straight towards you and towards eternity, Lord. May we build kingdom building businesses where we get to talk about you and to point other women to you, Lord. And God, I just pray that as we do this, that we would do it in your name for your glory, Lord. And God, I do pray that you would bless us. Pray that you would bless the woman who is listening to this, who is building an income. Bless her income. Let it grow in your name, God, and make her a good steward of that income. Help her to give financially. God, help her to save financially. Provide for her in ways that she can't even imagine yet, Lord. And God, whether it's for a season or a lifetime, I pray that we would always be quick to give our tithe to you, Lord, to give the glory to you, to give the praise to you, Lord. And God, just to always, always keep our eyes fixed on you. And it's in Jesus' awesome and holy life-giving name I pray. Amen. All right. I pray that blessed you. I pray that blessed you. I pray that God's word encourages you and you're not hearing me, but that you are hearing him. I do help women build businesses. I help women build businesses, whether it's faith and fitness, or maybe you're building something else and you just need a little bit of coaching and focus. Like if you ever find yourself at a point where you want to build income and you want to do it for God's glory, reach out. I coach women one-on-one, or I can bring you into the business that I run, a faith and fitness focused business, and help you build income from home. I will put some links in the show notes to two ways to work with me when it comes to building income, and just tell you, you can do it. You can do it. If God is calling you to it, you can do it. If you are seeking just riches and wealth and fame and glory for yourself, he won't bless it. He won't bless it. And I don't think that you are, or you wouldn't be listening to this podcast, but yeah, God can help you do tremendous things, but keep him at the center. We are proclaiming the Lord Jesus Christ as Lord and not ourselves. I'm so excited to share this with you today, and I pray you have the best day. As always, tag me, share this with other people, share this with your team, your business partners, if you have them, but let's be women living on mission in our businesses every single day.